It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live in our beautiful studios in downtown Grand Rapids. And, hey, man, it's the middle of September, and we're having, I don't know if it's Indian summer yet. That usually happens in October, but it got cold for a week, and now it's kind of been back this week. And I'm still out there after it, throwing down with the grill, and we hope you guys are too. And I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You heard that from Sonny Elliott live here on the Grilling Guys. Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We're pre-recording this because I had to take off early, and Jop was kind enough to get his keister down to the studio this week and help me take my first motorhome trip. So
you got it roadworthy.
I got her going beautiful, man. I got everything working, and I still have some aesthetic things to do, but we're going up to Traverse City. My bride got us a site right downtown in the state park, big enough for that hoss, 35-foot site. And we've got power and water, and we're doing a wine tour. We're doing a evening yacht sail, just a fantastic time with my son's girlfriend and her family. And
I was just there over the last weekend. I had family in from Texas.
Oh, yeah. You went to Mackinac, too, right?
Right. Yeah, we went to Traverse City, and I'm going to tell you that doing things on the spur of the moment in a COVID world is not a good thing. It wasn't really spur of the moment. I mean, we planned a week ahead, but we went to 9 restaurants from 6:30 to 8:30, and every one of them had an hour and a half wait minimum. And so we ended up going to Meijer and buying food and going back to the room. That was a Saturday night.
We bought on a tour, so there's 8 couples, and we have a driver. And it's all prearranged. And
well, sure.
We just
sure.
Had
there were 6
the
of
check.
Us. There were 3, my 2 brothers and their spouses, and Lisa and I. And we went up there, but it was just you couldn't get into a restaurant. They're all at half capacity. And, you know, it was a Saturday night, and it was reasonably nice. A little bit chilly, but it was reasonably nice a week ago. And we just went restaurant to restaurant to restaurant on Front Street, which is the main drag. And then we tried to get away
a lot
little
of
bit.
Exercise.
Right. We tried to get away a little ways, and I ended up back at Meijer. But Grand Traverse Resort was nice. We stayed there. And then we went on up to Mackinac. And I tell you, same thing. We got over there just fine. But when it was time to eat, man, you couldn't get in anywhere. And Mackinac Island was rocking for the weekend after Labor Day. So it was a great trip. My family from Texas, his bride had not seen Michigan before, so saw some soothing. Did the old M-22 up the lake shore.
Nice.
Just gorgeous. Gorgeous. I mean, the water wonderland, she saw it all, and it's Michigan, man. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys, not the tourist guide, so what you thinking, Bob?
Well, so anyway, what I was saying is we're staying in the state park, and I'm going to have water and electricity. I don't camp like that.
Right.
But I'm going to get used to it.
Right.
Because we also have a bathroom on board, a kitchen, having fun fixing up a pre-owned motorhome. Of course, Pat from Chase Creek gave me a great deal on it. And then I had brake trouble.
Okay.
So I took it down to the local guy in Lowell. It's called D&D Truck.
Okay.
Service, I think.
Yep, I know where
and
that is.
Ed, he's the guy that runs the service guys. His name's Ed. He's awesome. But they ended up finding a leak in front of the differential. So, you know, it was really low on gear lube in the differential, and it was black.
Okay.
So they changed all that, and it's, I don't know, it's got brand new tires, new brake, you know, all this stuff. It's like, I don't want to be that guy on the side of the road.
No,
you
sure don't.
You always see boats like that, you know,
right.
A wheel is off because it just got red hot. Did you ever lube the bearings? No.
Right, yeah,
did
forgot.
You get a bearing, buddy?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, watching YouTube videos on how to fix or how to it's got this giant awning on one side, and I kind of forgot how they work, and there's a lock and a hook and the whole thing. If you do it according to the instructions, it's beautiful.
Funny how that works sometimes, right? Yeah.
So thank goodness for YouTube. They've got just tons of resources on RV, this or that, or, well, you know, anything, fixing your car.
Grilling.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So I did get my everything working right, and we're taking off tomorrow morning. So today is really hectic.
Yeah.
We have a wine tour. We have a dinner cruise. And we have a lot of free time. We're bringing our bikes.
Yep.
At night, it's going to get down to 37.
Sure. You're going to like that electricity with the heat.
I got a furnace.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So that's cool. Yeah. When we were up there last weekend, I guess Madonna's family has a winery up there, and we stopped there. They specialize in red blends. And I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's like Kitchioni or something.
Want a funny story?
What's that?
Her dad was at my birthday party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her cousin and her dad have places on Green Lake or Duck Lake. I can't remember which one. Duck Lake. And we used to rent from them.
Oh.
So we had my birthday party, and her cousin and her dad came to the birthday party.
Right.
So, yeah, their family has a lot going on up there.
Yep, and a winery in Traverse City. So we enjoyed that and had a glass of wine, but... yeah, so you're going to enjoy Traverse City. And I tell you what, there was one tree out of 1,000 that has turned colors already. I mean, you'd see a green, and then all of a sudden there's
yellow.
A red one.
Yeah.
There's a red one or a yellow one that is already starting to turn.
A lot of maple up there.
Right, already starting to turn.
So you get the yellows or reds.
It's a good time to go up there and bring a sweatshirt, sit by a fire, and drink a really good bottle of wine.
In a couple of weeks, I think it'd be a great time. What is that, 118, the cruise from... Holy Cross, or whatever they call it, Cross Village,
right
down to Harbor Springs. Is that 118?
That's up in Petoskey area, right?
Well, Cross Village down to Harbor Springs. Yeah, north of Petoskey.
Right.
Yep. You've never taken that 118?
No,
oh,
I thought you were in Traverse City. But yeah,
I am. Just talking about fall tours.
Sure.
If you want to see color, there's a little road that runs from Cross Village, which is like it's a Four Corners.
Right.
And it goes all the way down to Harbor Springs, and the maple trees tunnel the street.
Right.
And, I mean, it's breathtaking. And then you get glimpses of Lake Michigan, and you're going through hills, and it's just like a sea of yellow tunnel. It's gorgeous.
Yep.
I highly recommend that trip.
Yep.
It's worth the price of admission.
Any time in the next week or two, that'll be rocking.
Yeah, I'd say keep an eye on it, but I'll try and give you a report next week because I'll let you know what the color's like this weekend.
Right, yep. Being on Mackinac this last weekend, I would say it's nowhere close at the bridge. I didn't go any farther above, but everything was just green.
Well,
green
I'll be in great shape because I'm bringing my hibachi.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing a cooler full of meat. Stopping by Sobeys this afternoon.
Right.
And I'm going to be in good shape. I need to hit Old World, though, because I'm low on oil.
Right. Hey, they're open again.
Great.
They're open. I hit them yesterday. My brother took off from Michigan back to Texas, and he's a cook as well. It kind of runs in a family. And I was telling him about these wonderful olive oils, and I went down there and grabbed him a butter, a garlic, and a traditional 18-year balsamic.
Nice.
Sent him home with
That's like the holy trio.
Right, exactly. So that he said, you know, you got to try this stuff. But we're all, at our ages, you know, we're all trying to be healthy, and that's just a great way to start.
If you bring if you have the old world olive bottles, the big ones,
right,
you can actually bring those in. If you sanitize them, you can bring them in and refill them out of the fusti. And I'm telling you that the butter and the garlic together is a fantastic combination.
Is it?
It's like everything.
Yeah.
It works for everything.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So you're bringing your hibachi. How many are you cooking for? Sounds like you got a big group going up there.
We do, but see, we're bringing the motorhome because our kids are all staying in rooms that are $400 a night.
Oh, I know.
And Maureen and I said, $1,200 will pay for the brake job on the motorhome.
Right.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Right, exactly. No, I'm with you because I just did that. Similar costs in Grand Traverse Resort, and then we were at Mission Point on the island, and we're way above three bills per night.
Honestly, the
resorts aren't open. The resorts aren't really open. You can't do a lot at them, so it was really a high-priced hotel.
You got a room.
They're very nice. Don't get me wrong. Beds were super comfortable.
And they weren't freakish on masks either, were they?
No. There was,
further north you get, the more relaxed it is.
Right, yep.
Closer to Detroit you get, the more liberals you run into.
Right. All right. Speaking of liberals, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Gabby from Schmoe's Brewery. She's the head brewer, one of our oldest and longest sponsors. And, man, they make some great beer, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. Right now, we're going to talk with our favorite brewery. It's right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's one of the oldest in Michigan. It's right off 96 and 28th Street. It's called Schmoe's Brewing. And we're going to talk to their head brewer. And it's a lady. Her name is Gabby. Gabby, welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we had you in a few months ago, and you brought me some wonderful Scotch ale, and I appreciate that so much. But I wondered what is on tap right now, and what you might be bottling and kegging right now.
I have two of my favorites right now are the Syrus Hefeweizen, which is a traditional German Hefeweizen, and our strawberry wheat. It's called Pickle Pink. And then I'm going to be kegging and bottling on Friday our Oktoberfest.
Oh, that's a big favorite every year.
Oh, yeah.
And that one ends up in a lot of restaurants, so you put a lot of that in kegs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Most of our stuff we keg, and we keg everything, and we bottle some.
Right. I was pleasantly surprised to go into Larkin's last year during one of the parades. And I said, what do you have on tap? And they said, we just got Schmoe's Oktoberfest. And I go, okay, give me four of those. It was so nice. I was so proud of you guys.
That's awesome.
Because there's so many breweries to compete against and tough competition. So when a bigger bar like that takes on your product, it's just, you know, it really says a lot about your brewing ability.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and our Oktoberfest is different from a lot of other Oktoberfests. We don't go strictly by the guidelines for the Oktoberfest. Ours is more of like a harvest beer. So it's dark. It's a dark, clean lager. It's brewed with some dark wheat and some Pilsner malt. It's lightly hopped. There's a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's very clean, and it's just a really nice beer for the fall.
That's a great thing to bring up, because one of the problems with so many Oktoberfests is they're just too sweet for me. People have gone towards candy.
It's still got that malt background, but it's nice and clean, and it's still fairly light. It's only 5% and about 25 IBUs, so nothing that is going to shock your system if you're not a huge hop fan.
So anybody can drink it. So in your tap room, you're open 5-6 days a week yet, even with the ridiculous government thing?
Yes. We are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and we're closed on Sundays.
Tell me,
as always.
Do you have any of that blood orange still on tap?
Yes, we do. Our Soul Crusher Blood Orange Pale Ale is still on tap. That's around 4.8% alcohol and about 52 IBUs, and it's got a nice, some blood orange in there that really balances with the citrusy hops.
It is fantastic. If you're in the area of Southeast Grand Rapids, it's just north of 28th Street on Patterson Avenue next to the ice rink. It's called Schmoe's. You got to go to that tap room and try out, there's so many beers on tap there, but your John T. Pilsner, of course, is it's a mainstay of your place. And another beer that you guys do really well with that sells in the bottle all over the place is the 120.
Yes, our non-alcoholic beer, yes. In fact, that is we only bottle that when we don't keg it, and we sell so much of it. In fact, between that and the root beer, that pretty much got us through the whole COVID thing.
Isn't that crazy?
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have people that just are really serious about those beers. So we got some more 120 that we're bottling in a couple weeks here. So
I have given that to people who, really don't care to buy O'Doul's or some of the other big commercial non-alcohol beers on the market. Exactly. I believe that was created by Chaz and Jim years ago.
Yes.
And they named it 120 because Chaz told me it'd take you 120 of them to get a buzz.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I don't know if I believe that, but it's a good story anyway.
It is. It's very funny. But it's kind of nice if you have somebody that really wants beer and knows that they can't drink beer or simply doesn't like alcohol. Which is not normally the case. It's normally because they just had to quit drinking because they were naughty.
Exactly. Or, we have a lot of pregnant women that come in and have one of those every once in a while. And because it's in order to be called a non-alcoholic beer, it has to be under 0.5% alcohol. So, and the thing with our 120 is that it's got a really nice hops bite to it. So, if you're an IPA fan, you will love this if your doctor has told you can no longer have alcohol for health reasons or something like that.
And you're not sacrificing because it's a really tasty, I've had it. It's a really tasty beer. You're not penalized by drinking like near beer. It's real beer. It's awesome.
Exactly.
So what else is coming up this fall? You also make a beer that's an Old English.
Our Miracle Old Ale, is that what you're talking about? Yes. That usually comes out in November, usually around Thanksgiving time, sometime in November. Not on my schedule yet, but I'm pretty sure we are planning to brew that very soon.
I would tell you to make lots of that because every time I try and get it, it's sold out. And I guess it's kind of nice when your beer is sold out, but it's also nice if you can walk out with a 6 or 12. So just a heads up. Speaking just totally selfishly there.
Okay.
So, Gabby, how long have you been brewing?
Professionally? I've been home brewing since about, I think, 1992.
Wow.
And then I here at Schmoe's was my very first professional job. And as of October 1st, it will be my 8-year anniversary here at Schmoe's.
How about that? And one of the fond memories I have of you is right when I first met you, we were sitting there at the end of the counter, and I asked you where you like to go after work, and you said you very often go to Gravel Bottom. And I said, where's that? And you said, it's in Ada. And, come to find out, Nick is like my best friend's son-in-law. So I went over there and I ran into Nick, and of course that's close to my house, so that got to be a fun place to go once in a while. But
yeah, they're really good guys over there. I like it over there.
Yeah, they are. But I think it's cool the way brewers have this camaraderie, and I've got to say you're probably one of the few females in that group. I don't know of a lot of lady brewers.
I think there's more over in the Detroit area. but I know there's some over here. I just, off the top of my head, I can't think of any, because the few that I remembered no longer have moved out of either out of Southwest Michigan or out of the state. Well, they're now brewing at other breweries. So
that's cool. I have three daughters.
I need to catch up.
I have three daughters, and they're all about girl power. So good for you. It's nice that we live in a country that has such openness, and everybody gets an opportunity.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Well, Gabby. Gabby Palmer, Schmoe's Brewing Company, stop in and say hi to her. And by all means, have one of those blood orange. And, of course, anything else you have on the list. You've done a marvelous job upgrading the lines there, and we're proud of you.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that is Gabby from Schmoe's. And you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And I can say network. We're going to be right back.
Hey, guys. Schmoe's now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoe's as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Schmoe's Brewery is a longtime sponsor, and we're very grateful to have them as part of our team. And you know they make some really great beers there. And Gabby just is in charge of all of that, so it's good to have a chat with her.
She worked under Chaz for years. And
how'd she breathe?
He's listening.
I understand. That's why I threw that out there.
He went back to work in engineering because that's what he is, right?
Right.
And she had to take over. And I'll tell you what, I think it was the best thing they could have done because they unchained somebody who was just dying to just explode, and she has exploded. And you know, new talent like that is always more creative, more. And I'm not saying that everything she's brewed, of course, is wonderful. But I'll tell you what, she made a blood rose ale that was gorgeous. My mouth's watering. I want one right now for breakfast.
Right.
Of course, her scotch ale was fantastic. Anyway, so before we get into these Grilling Guys' little drink recipes, I want to let you know that Monday I start my new career, and I decided I want to work the last 5 to 10 years of my life just doing something fun. I don't care what my job is. Literally, if I thought it was fun to be a park ranger, I'd do that.
Right.
I'm too old. But so my mom and dad had an RV business, and I grew up in it. And I, for the last 10 or 20 years, I kept picturing myself when I was retired selling motorhomes. And I thought, why wait till I retire?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do it now? So I started researching, and I ended up buying this one. And I researched more and more, and I found that actually one of the biggest dealers in Grand Rapids, one of his salesmen, whispered to me when I was there. He goes, "You got to go over to Camping World." So I thought, wow, nice tip. He was a really good guy. And so I started researching Camping World. Come to find out that Marcus Lemonis, that has that show called The Prophet,
okay,
he bought Gander Mountain.
Okay.
And Lee Iacocca told him to put RVs in those stores.
I see.
He did that. He's now got 150 of them. It is a burgeoning enterprise. I mean, this place, I don't know. There's
what's it called?
Camping World. There must be like 10 acres of RVs. And they still have product. They're so big. I think they're getting supplied a little better.
Yeah.
Because I notice a lot of RV lots are.
People aren't going out in public. They're vacationing in a smaller groups, right? And a motorhome or a fifth wheel is perfect for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So you're going to be starting Monday.
Monday.
With
I'm going to be training a bunch. It's a giant corporation, so I'm sure it'll be a lot of prep and training and stuff.
Sure.
But I've been studying already. Every time I go in there, I grab more brochures.
Cool.
And I'm finally excited about something.
Right.
Other than grilling.
Right. Exactly. I agree with you. No reason not to.
Sorry. Grilling Guy's signature iced tea. Do you remember how we used to make that?
Nope.
It's really cool. You just get a little Arnold Palmer. You put some Tito's in it, and then you put some pure pomegranate juice in it.
Oh.
And it is just, even people that don't like iced tea will love that drink.
Well, there's a lot going on. There's tea, there's lemonade, there's Tito's, and there's pomegranate. So it's not going to taste a lot like iced tea.
No, right? No. But you get the pure pomegranate juice. It's about $9 for a quart.
Right.
It's pricey. You don't put much in it.
Yep.
Just enough for a little cooler, and it's pretty flavorful, so you got to be careful.
Drink
with
that
it.
Over ice.
But
it tastes too good.
Oh,
that's the issue. Is it tastes too good?
It does.
And you can it'll catch up with you. But you know, just back off on the Tito's a little bit. You'll be all right.
Yeah, and get the 0.5-gallon bottle.
Right, of Tito's.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I thought maybe the pomegranate, but no, you're talking Tito's.
No,
I get
but
it.
Job and I mean, when we did the show live. On the way home, we'd hit the Elbow Room.
Right.
And they had this cool bartender, the old guy with the white ponytail.
Right.
The dude, pardon me, the dude made a fantastic Bloody Mary.
Right.
Do you remember how he did that?
Yeah, well, I remember some of the ingredients. I don't remember them all, but they're
good,
there.
I wrote them down for you.
Right. Well, then take it away,
no,
Bob.
No, tell them how to do it.
Because.
Let's see if you can remember.
Well, obviously, Bloody Marys, they have some vodka in them and some tomato juice, but it's what he did after that, which was the magic. And that was, he always put a dash of Worcestershire in there, some horseradish, some celery salt, and then he had a dill sauce that he put in there. And it's like a little yellow.
It looks like dill pickle juice, but it's kind of creamy.
Thicker. Yeah, it's creamier.
It's
like,
kind of creamy.
It's almost like the thickness of ranch dressing, but it's yellow and that dill sauce. Just a little bit of that. Always hit it with some hot sauce, right? And then celery salt. And he'd put a garnish in it, whatever you kind of wanted. But I always just went with a piece of celery.
Celery's
in there,
great.
Because you can mix it up a little bit.
Some olives.
Man, those were smooth. He had just a great twist on there.
Yeah.
Just a great twist on that stuff.
And he'd also put like a little seasoned salt or celery salt.
Celery salt, I think it was. But that's just amazing.
It is a fantastic. And of course, the horseradish, you got to be careful with. And I always go to Sobeys for my horseradish. He's got that Polish that's. It's sold upside down. The label's upside down. So you're really supposed to store horseradish in your refrigerator upside down, and it'll last a lot longer.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. It's something about the fermentation.
I think it's just the Polish label that they put on upside down so you
I
can read it.
You're going to get kicked in the mouth next time you see Tim Sobey. He's got karate moves.
Right. Yeah. Hong Kong Fooey. Right there he is. Yeah.
Yeah. I think... I don't think he could kick a whole lot.
Right.
But if he got a hold of you, you're in trouble.
Yeah, right. If he connected,
he's
it would hurt.
He's got mitts like Shrek.
Funny. But anyway, those are good Bloody Marys.
So I had another idea. So yesterday I practiced because I've been working on this stinking motorhome every night till 10 o'clock. And I'm forgetting to eat. And I'm so fat it doesn't hurt a thing.
Right.
Well, Maureen will not shop. So I go in the house.
What, because of the COVID thing?
No, just because she's used to me shopping, and she better get used to me being gone. I told her, right. I'm just going to be gone 6 days a week now.
Right.
You won't see me. You'll be lucky.
Yeah.
So there's no food.
Oh.
So I found a loaf of bread and some Velveeta. And some I actually found two slices from Meyer's Deli, the Monterey Jack. You know, pepper jack. And some decent bread from Arnie's. So I got out the last little smidgen of Hellman's that we had left, and I'll put it on our Facebook page. So I buttered this bread with Hellman's, and then I took some Kraft of the dry Parmesan, put it on there, and I had my walk out because I made quesadillas for lunch for everybody. And
oh,
so
your
still,
walk.
Yeah,
out.
There was still a little bit of oil in it. So I just threw those slices on there, put the Monterey Jack on there, and whipped them up real quick. And I'll put some pictures on Facebook. But, God, it was good. Hellman's and a little Parmesan.
No tomato?
No.
See, no, I love a fresh tomato on a grilled cheese. Just, put it between there and then grill that. Just that it's just one of my favorite things.
Well, that leads perfectly into the next item.
Which is what?
Roasting.
Roasting.
Now the vegetables are all coming mature or over mature.
Right.
I had a giant basket of tomatoes.
Right.
And I don't have time to can them.
Right.
I know my relatives very often can. We get freebies. But I just have never done it. Maureen used to do it. Nobody wants to can tomatoes.
Right.
So I took some cookie sheets and I threw all these tomatoes on the cookie sheets and I cut them in half. And even cherry tomatoes, I just left them whole in the medium-sized ones. And I roasted them at about 350 for 40 minutes. And I had these
in
two,
the oven?
Yeah. I had these two beautiful trays of roasted tomatoes. So then I just got out Ziploc baggies, and I froze them, wrote the date on them.
Yep, yep.
Because if you want to make a salsa, if you want to make a tomato paste,
chili,
a tomato sauce, chili, anything like that, when you roast a tomato, it is absolutely totally different than a fresh tomato.
Did you put any seasoning on
it? No,
no.
No
oil, no anything.
I didn't know
anything.
Which way I was going to go.
Right.
So, but it's that time of year when all your veggies are coming up, and it's just time to start roasting veggies.
Right.
Because you get peppers that are a little shriveled. I got a bunch of jalapenos. Of course, if you have rutabaga or beets or any of those root vegetables, great time to roast them, especially beets. They're so dang good.
Yeah, they're good and good for you.
Very good for you.
You know, everybody's my two older brothers were in, and it was interesting when you're traveling, you got a lot of things to talk about in the car.
You see what they're eating.
Diet came up, and what are they eating? And they were both huge beet fans. And I'm like, I don't know as I've ever ate a great beet. And they're like, oh, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. But roasting them was where it all came down to, and it softens them up. They're a very hard vegetable.
Very hard.
And so you roast them.
You can knock somebody out with one.
Yeah. Slow roast them, and then they were putting olive oil and things on them.
Let me think here. I remember back 3 years ago when I was talking about our camping special, and I was telling you I would wrap them in foil and throw them in the coals of the fire.
Right.
You had a fit.
Right. Right. Yeah, the only thing I want to beat that with is a baseball bat and hit it away from the fire.
Well, you might find out how good they are.
Yeah, I haven't dove in yet, but I'm sure I will. But
leave the skin on them, throw them in the oven.
You know, another thing that's roasted, when you talk about roasting, we'll talk about at the next segment, but I love me some acorn squash that's been roasted. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Not neckwork, but, you know, I stumble on that. I've only been doing this 10 years. One of these days, I'll get that down. But anyway, we're glad you're back. And we're talking roasted vegetables because the bounty is plentiful right now coming out of the gardens and the farm stands, and you need to get out and take an advantage of that because there is nothing better than fresh vegetables roasted or grilled, and we've been talking a little bit about that. And right before the break, I was talking about acorn squash, and they're the black ones that look like an acorn. Cut them in half, take the seeds out, and you got a little bowl there, right? Now, I prefer to put a little bit of water in a pan and put the cut side down and roast them at like 350 for about a half hour, and then take them out.
So you can do that even in the oven.
Yes, right. And then take them out, flip them over, and there's a little point on the bottom of that acorn squash. Just take your knife and nip that off. It'll be soft now because it's roasted. Don't go too deep because you don't want to get into the meat, just to make it so you got something to set it on, right? Flip it over, put a little pat of butter and a teaspoonful of brown sugar in there. Put it back in the oven for about 15 minutes.
Or throw it on your grill and give her some flame.
Right, but because you don't need
that
to shell.
Skin, no, but if you grill it now, it's softened up. That skin will take all the abuse that your fire is going to give it, and it gives it kind of a pretty look, and you get a little bit of that savory flavor.
Right, yep. And then, but you just take that out, mix that sugar and butter. It's in a little pool. down there, mix that in.
Does that fit with your diet?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you know, you could extra sugar in the butter, but, you know, it's mostly squash,
okay.
Right? Yeah. But anyway, so that's a good one this time of year. And the cool thing is you buy those squash, they'll keep for 4 or 5 weeks on your tabletop.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
they
you
look good.
To, yeah, and you don't, have to eat them, you don't have to eat them right away.
Acorn, huh?
Right, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There's so many types of squash.
There are.
It doesn't always have to be meat. Sorry, Tim.
Right.
But just a little shout-out here to our new producer. We're now at Town Square Media for our production, and we're on one of their stations in Grand Rapids. But our new producer is Trevor Swanson, and he's doing a great job. Just want to give him a little shout-out. Last week, we talked to him about grilling. Did you try any grilling, Trevor?
I haven't tried any grilling
yet. Oh, fail. Okay, here's something you can
try. Well, we're not going to take his man card, but we might clip the corner.
Yeah.
Right?
So here's something you can try.
Yeah, yeah.
Skewers, they're really easy. And we talked about going to yard sales and getting the old metal ones because they're cheap. Tomato mozzarella basil skewer. It's really simple. You get some mozzarella balls.
They're nice about the size of...
yours.
They're not that big. they're about the size of a marble, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. They're big. They're like a golf ball, maybe.
Oh, depends, not that big.
Depends on what size you want.
Right.
But they got to be big enough so that they won't melt when you
grill them?
When you have them on the grill.
Okay.
And then you get some nice, I would get with like a ciabatta or something. Even a stale bread works great, something thick with a nice crust. Cut it into squares that are a little bigger than the mozzarella. And then you chop, I like to do a whole leaf of basil in between each piece.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you'll necessarily eat it, but the basil flavor will go into the
tomato and the mozzarella.
And the bread.
Right.
And then you just throw it on the grill, and you gotta only leave it on for a minute or so on each side, and you keep rotating it, and you get these cool grill marks on your bread. And about the time the mozzarella is starting to melt, it's done.
Okay.
Because the tomato doesn't take much either. And there's a tomato that's about the size of a golf ball, so it's like a caparillo or kappa something.
Right.
And that's the kind to get. I get them at the supermarket in a plastic bin because I love plastic. Here's one that you found a long time ago, and it's a Caesar skewer.
Right.
And it's a hunk of romaine, a hunk of bread, and a hunk of burning love. Some par-cooked chicken breast or whatever type you want to use. I think you would probably use shrimp. And then you skewer those together, and you throw them on the grill, and you just keep rotating them again. And you drizzle a little garlic EVO on there from Old World.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done, you can put a little Caesar dressing on it and grated Parmesan.
Right.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's cool. You gave somebody a grilled salad on a skewer.
Right.
So if you're having that party and people want to walk around with something,
right.
They can have a sword fight when they're done.
Right. So I've got one that I made for my family when they were in last week as a side dish. Everybody likes mushrooms, right?
No.
And I do.
I do.
Right. And so what we did is the cremini mushrooms, or I like to use the ones that are the baby Bellas.
Oh.
That's what they're called in the store. They're a button mushroom.
Okay.
And pop the stem.
Those are kind of darker colored.
Right. Yep. And
why do you like those?
What? I just think they're more flavorful than the white ones.
Okay.
To me. A different flavor. But what I did is I took them and just cut them in half, but run a knife down the middle of them because I want them a little bit beefier to stay on the skewer. Now, the tip here is that you marinate the mushrooms for about 20 minutes to a half hour before you skewer them.
Like some,
because
some,
they'll
some
fall apart.
Cheap Italian, zesty
well,
Italian.
Well, no, I'm going to give you the marinade here in a minute. But where I'm going is that if you try to skewer these things when they're fresh, before they're marinated, they're going to break apart.
They're going to crack.
They crack and they fall off the skewer. But I took a quarter cup of balsamic, a couple tablespoons of soy sauce, minced garlic, black pepper, and that's it. And I mixed that up, rolled those mushrooms in it, and poured it in a Ziploc bag and left them in there for like a half hour. Right, just enough to soak up that balsamic
and then maybe
soy
keep rotating it every 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Just on the counter, not in the fridge.
Right, exactly.
You don't need a refrigerator.
No, they're mushrooms.
The warmer it is, the more they'll absorb.
Right, so then I took them out and just skewered them on the smallest diameter wooden skewers I could find because it doesn't take long for a mushroom.
Right.
And I soaked them in water while the mushrooms were marinating. But at the end of the day, grilled that 2 or 3 minutes on each side, and we had flank steak. and it was just a really cool presentation and a wonderful tasting accompaniment with the flank steak was just one of those mushroom skewers on there. And it was easy to put together, and man, it turned out great.
And not to overbeat on the metal skewers, but the mushroom in particular will survive a metal skewer a little better than a wooden one.
That's
because
right.
That thin metal blade will slide through there, and you might not blow it apart. They are tricky
right.
to skewer.
Right.
So you'll end
anyway,
up with some pieces.
Great little fall side dish. You can get mushrooms everywhere if you like them.
And flank steak.
Right.
You could probably even use my round steak on my cows. I always have them run it through the tenderizer.
Right.
And it kind of turns out like flank steak.
Right.
If you only go medium rare, right. it's pretty tender.
Yep. It was just a great little combination, this mushrooms. And if you wanted to, you could have. I didn't because of my health conscious family, but you could have sprinkled some grated parm on top of those the last couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And that would have really just dressed them up a ton. But I didn't do it. But that particular dish was unbelievable.
And you can even get away with, again, the dehydrated, grated stuff in the can from Kraft.
Right.
Still got a pretty good flavor by the time you heat it up.
Right, right. But one of the other things that I did for these guys when they were in town was I did a barbecue shrimp and peach kebab. And we're going to cover that in the last segment because it sounds like it might be a little difficult. It really wasn't. Peaches are in season. Shrimp are everywhere in the store. Buy the raw ones, obviously, but we're going to cover that coming in the next segment. But,
yeah. So when I was repping for all those grill companies, you love my Epicoa, my Brazilian barbecue that has all the skewers.
Seven rotisseries on one.
When we used to demo those at the national shows, because you have lines and lines of people, we called them seagulls.
Right.
Because they're just there for the food. To make it cheap, we would get this Eckrich smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And we cut it up into little chunks, and then we cut peppers, all sorts of peppers and onions, and we'd make these skewers. They're very colorful, but just that cheap sausage, and you can buy them like 2 for $5.
Right.
Makes a gorgeous presentation, and it's inexpensive. People love it, and it's too tempting. You have to eat one.
All right. Coming up next, a little shrimps on the barbie with a peach. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Man law, been customized by your favorite patriot. Raise your kids to be better than you. Teach them to survive in a world that has the internet stalkers, cell phone cameras, and the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, which is attacking the world right now. So teach your kids how to survive in that world.
There you go. Amen, brother. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about barbecued shrimp and peach kebabs. We got shrimp and peach, but what we're going to do is we're going to put both of those in a brown sugar paprika, some ancho chilies, and some cumin, get this spiced up. Well, I'll post this recipe on our Facebook page, right? I'll do that. It's not mine. I got it from a place called A Taste of Home, but we tried it, and it was really good. And it's I've got peaches, shrimp, and I took green onions and cut them in like the white part and a little bit of the green, about a 3-inch, and I ran a skewer through those as well. So we had a little onion, peach. Sounds like an odd combination, but it was really, really good. Took them off the skewer, put them in a bowl, and served them. Everybody thought it was just amazing. But I'll post this recipe on The Grilling Guys because it's barbecue shrimp and peach kebabs, both of which are readily available right now, especially the green onions.
Chop so. Loves his shrimp.
I do, man.
I am making a rack. You know, I have a lot of cast iron.
Yeah.
And I tried to buy one of these racks to hang over this giant bar I built in the middle of our kitchen, but the wife doesn't seem to like the looks of pots hanging.
Right.
I think it looks like work or something. I don't know.
Well, and they catch dust because you certainly don't use them all the time. I mean, some of them you do. Most of them are just hanging there.
Well, so long and the short of it is I've been hauling them up and down out of the pantry.
Right.
So I found this one open wall by the back patio door, and I'm right now milling hickory, oak, and cherry to match the tongue and groove countertop that I built. And I'm making these this slatted wall assembly, and I'm going to put stainless hooks on it, and it's going to be really strong because it's all good hardwood screwed to the wall. And I'm going to finally get to hang all that cast iron, which, you know, if you're in the kitchen and you like cooking, the thought of seeing a bunch of really cool pots hanging up is, I don't know, it's kind of like you're bona fide or whatever.
Right. And if you do use it like you and I do, you use it more than I do. You've taught me how to use it. It's pretty much all I use anymore. And there's a couple reasons. One, it heats so dang evenly.
Yeah.
And the second one is it cleans so easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, you don't ever use dish soap on it. People said that sounds gross. No, it's not at all. Hot water. I use one of those little stainless steel scrubbies.
Perfect.
And knock all the stuff out of there. And when you oil it up again, it's getting to a temperature. It's going to kill any bacteria.
Yes.
And there's nothing in it anyway.
No.
Right? So it's just wonderful stuff. It's nature's first and only nonstick surface.
Well, thanks for sticking with us.
Been listening to Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.